This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Turkish military forces have captured more than a dozen Syrian government soldiers in northeastern Syria. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish defense minister says the soldiers were captured during reconnaissance operations southeast of Ras El Ain, but didn't say when. He adds that Ankara was already in talks with Russia to hand over the Syrian soldiers. Meanwhile, a Syrian Kurdish official says the soldiers were captured on Tuesday during an intense battle between Syrian government forces and Turkey-backed fighters. The move is one of the most dramatic examples of an increasingly muddled background following the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Hong Kong overnight, police broke up anti-government protesters mingling with Halloween crowds near the club district of Lan Kwai Fong after another night of turmoil in the streets of the Chinese autonomous territory. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports it was more of the same for both demonstrators and the city's security forces.
Tear gas was fired to disperse the demonstrators after a standoff that lasted hours. Many of them were dressed in black, wearing now banned face masks. Some wore costumes reminiscent of the new movie Joker. Guy Fawkes masks were another popular choice. Shouts of "Give us back Halloween" rang out as police pushed crowds with their shields. Groups were penned in by authorities trying to keep the protesters away. Demonstrations have gripped the Chinese-ruled city for 5 months in a sometimes violent response to perceived Chinese meddling with its promised freedoms. The unrest hasn't just affected Hong Kong's streets, though. It has also hit its economy hard.
That was Lauren Anthony of Reuters. President Trump says he is no longer a resident of New York. First reported by the New York Times, then confirmed by Mr. Trump himself, the president says his permanent address now is Palm Beach, Florida. He complains that political leaders in New York have mistreated him, even though he says he pays millions of dollars in taxes to the city and state. From Washington, this is VOA News. Another wildfire has erupted in fire-weary California, forcing more people to flee their homes. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub.
There are about 1,800 structures threatened and about 7,500 people under evacuation orders at this time.
The flames are said to be spreading rapidly. There are no immediate reports of anyone being hurt or what may have sparked the newest blaze. Wildfires fueled by strong winds have destroyed dozens of homes across southern and northern California, and tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from fire danger zones. For just the fourth time in U.S. history, a sitting president faces a possible impeachment. The Democratic majority in the House of Representatives has officially authorized a probe of Donald Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. After the vote, Mr. Trump reverted to form on Twitter, calling the inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history. Meanwhile, another witness was telling Congress what he knows of the president's Ukraine actions. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Call it a matter of time. How Americans feel about changing their clocks twice a year. One of those dates comes this weekend. AP correspondent Matt Small has the results of an Associated Press poll.
The Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll found that 7 in 10 Americans prefer not switching between daylight saving time and standard time, as most places in the nation do, but there's no agreement on which time clocks should follow. Most people, except those in Hawaii and Arizona, will set their clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. local time Sunday when daylight saving time stops, adding an extra 60 minutes to their weekend. Most other places have been springing forward and falling back since Congress passed the Uniform Time Act back in 1966. Matt Small, Washington.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh is promising to hold early elections as soon as an acceptable candidate to replace Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi can be found. But Saleh's words may fall well short of what protesters who have been engaged in daily anti-government demonstrations want. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.